Conference Committee on House Bill 3481 on July the 29th, and we are going to be considering this morning the B engrossed version of 3481. I'll ask the staff to brief us a little on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Conference Committee. House Bill 3481B has a number of provisions in it. I'll just try and go through those quickly. First of all, it provides a property tax exemption for biofuel production facilities. It allows taxing districts to elect not to participate in the tax exemption program, and the tax exemption program would be in effect until July 1, year 2012. Bill also provides for additions to the existing pollution control tax credit program. These additions would include biofuel processing and production plants and equipment used in the plants. It would also add farm storage facilities and equipment, farm equipment used to grow crops that are harvested for biodiesel production purposes. The bill would also extend the existing pollution control tax credit program through December 31st, 2016. It would increase the lower percentage for the credit program from the existing 15% to 35% and increase the top level percentage from 35% to 50%. The bill would also create a new tax credit for producers of biodiesel or biofuel raw materials. It would be both in the form of either a personal income or corporate excise tax credit. And the bill sets levels for which they on a per gallonage basis in terms of how much of a credit can be claimed. It also would establish a clean emission school bus grant program through which funds received from grants, federal funds, private donations, and the like would be placed in a special account, which would be administered by the Department of Education for the purpose of making grants to local school districts to retrofit in some form or add new equipment designed to reduce the diesel pollution emissions from school buses. The bill also contains restrictions on the use of certain gasoline additives in gasoline sold in Oregon. The primary one of these is a substance referred to as MTBE. The bill would allow biodiesel or biofuel facilities to be exempt from certain energy facility siting requirements. These provisions of the bills are designed to significantly reduce the amount of time it would take a facility of this kind to become recognized and permitted through the State Department of Energy. It would likely reduce the time from approximately 10 to 12 months to approximately 2 to 3 months in terms of allowing these facilities to receive their state permits. They would have to meet certain requirements, including having obtained all other necessary local and state permits to operate the facility in order to qualify for this expedited permitting process through the DOE. The bill would also provide encouragement by providing that state-owned vehicles would be encouraged to use alternative fuels in their operation to the maximum extent possible. The bill would also establish a reduction in the state gasoline tax for vehicles that use a percentage or part of the gasoline used in the vehicle would be biodiesel. The reduction would be 0.24 cents for each percentage point of biodiesel or biofuel used in the gasoline or diesel mix used in the vehicle. The bill would also provide for a biofuel research and development tax credit, which could be used for those seeking to develop certain types of equipment or commercial applications for biofuels.
Thank you very much. I would entertain a motion to accept this or open it for discussion.
Well, question, Mr. Chair.
Senator Westbrook.
Could staff clarify for me the timing and the of the tax credit portion? Are these tax credits, would they be available only after the project is completed, or would they be eligible to be not received in terms of the credit, in terms of production, but as construction is going along? Do you have to have the project completed, or can you could the tax credits accrue as the project is being built?
It would apply to the property tax exemption would apply to biofuel production facilities erected, constructed, or installed on or after January 1, 2006.
Were you talking about the pollution control?
Yeah, I was talking about pollution control. I did not articulate my question well.
I agree with that. Could we have a vote on that, Mr. Chair? I'm trying to find some unanimity here. I figure, you know, if we can get five people agreeing with that.
Yeah. I believe it's completion.
Okay.
Any discussion? Like some time to think it over?
Are you looking for a motion, Mr. Chair?
If you think it's a benefit, yes.
Well, I think a step in the process is that I move the be engrossed versions to both floors with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Westland moves the be engrossed version of House Bill 3041 to both floors with a due pass recommendation.
Yes.
Do I hear any discussion?
Yes, please. So if staff could, what's in the, I know you just went through it and I was listening closely, but is the be engrossed the Senate version, or is that the House version, or is that some combination of?
That is the House version of the bill as it came to the Senate.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I'm going to object if we do come to a vote to that motion.
Okay.
And so would I, respectfully.
Not respectfully for me, too.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
He's getting on that train.
Did you say that respectively?
No,
very respectful.
That he's doing it respectfully. That's a step in the right direction, I would say.
I will disrespectfully insist they change their votes.
All right. Any further discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I mean,
Representative Schaffler.
Thank you. I voted for the original version. Went over to the good Senate, and they did some changes. I think there is some consensus that can be got to here if we work together and put our shoulders to the wheel. But what I really want to talk about is this bill, this legislation, is going to provide, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of jobs that will allow us to, you know, create more environmentally friendly fuel. And it would be done on Oregon land with Oregon workers and Oregon farmers and Oregon products, rather than continuing our dependence on foreign energy. But, you know, I really, Mr. Chair, I will, if it comes to a vote, I'll vote yes, because I've already voted yes. But I'm very frustrated that we're going to try and move something through that we don't have any consensus with. I just don't. I'm frustrated. I don't understand why we would do that. So until we can all get together on something and agree on something, I think it's pointless to do that. With all due respect for my good friend from Ben. So that's what I got to say.
If you'd like some more time to discuss it and think about it.
I don't have to think about it. I've already voted on it. I think some good people do. And maybe discuss a few changes in here that would be more acceptable to
Well, let's cut to the quick a minute. What changes are acceptable to the House and what ones aren't? Let's get that on the table. I mean, we all know that the pollution...
What changes would you like to see?
Well, we're not going to go down the road of in a major way, extending the pollution control tax credit. I think Senator Deckard is probably more articulate on this. It's been in his arena a lot more than mine. But unless we can reach some kind of a compromise around that issue, we're going to lose, I think, what Representative Schaffler is saying is generally a very fine bill. And I'd hate to see us lose that bill. I'd hate to see us lose the positives that are going to occur in job creation and good environmental policy. I hate to see us lose that.
Is it the timing of the pollution control tax credit that you're concerned about? When it becomes active, when it expires?
Well, having been around here 14 years, it seems like 14 million.
Just this session.
Just this session, yeah. The pollution control tax credit for years and years has always come up for, you know, extension year after year, session after session. And we finally dealt with that in what I thought was a courageous way during the Kitzhaber administration. There's money being paid here simply to comply with what's now federal law. When that credit started, it started because it was supposed to be an incentive. It was supposed to help to move us in the direction of new environmental plateaus. And the federal government finally caught up with us, and they said, hey, the federal government is already doing this. The federal government already requires this. Why are we paying people to comply with federal law? I mean, and that is a ringing question. Why do we pay people to comply with federal law? You know, I mean, the initial intent of that pollution control tax credit was to get people to buy into a cleaner environment and to help them with the equipment and so on. Well, now we've been there for years. Now they have to do it. It was supposed to be, I think, a transition kind of thing. And now we've got to the point where we're transitioning forever, supposedly. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking through my hat. Maybe I shouldn't be speaking. Senator Deckard knows a lot more about this than I do. And if I'm saying something that's inaccurate, please correct me.
Would you be interested in things that would incentivize? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I think it gets it back to the original concept. Calling something a tax credit is one thing, but it ought to almost be an incentive of some sort rather than just...
Mm-hmm. Incentivize rather than...
Right.
Mandate. We do have to remember that we have other states around us, and they are competitors in many ways, so we do have to stay in competition with other states that could take a lot of corporations and businesses away from us.
Mr. Chair, based on the thoughtful discussion I've heard today, I do apologize. I have a call I have.
My first time in my legislative career, someone gets up mid-sentence and takes their call.
Just before you want to speak.
The first time in your career.
Based as I was saying, Mr. Chair.
Based on what you were recognized, I think it was Senator Deckard.
Oh, well, let Senator Deckard speak then.
No, I was just going to pick up where you were.
Senator Westland.
He's going to finish your sentences for you. He usually has to.
Yeah. Well, based on the thoughtful discussion I've heard from the respectful loyal opposition, I would consider withdrawing my motion and propose that we
have some serious discussions as we walk up and down the hall to try to resolve some of what I perceive to be the growing issues and conflicts. Because this legislation, I think Senator or Representative Schaffler made the most articulate statement regarding this bill I've heard during the entire discussion of it on both floors, and I appreciate the way you said what you said regarding Oregon. So something should be done here. I think we're at an impasse at this juncture, Mr. Chair.
So you would consider...
I am withdrawing my motion.
All right. Senator Westland rescinds his and withdraws his motion to pass 3481 to both floors with a due pass recommendation. And since we're not moving very quickly, and I think maybe there are some things that can be transferred between the two houses and information, I might be best to adjourn at this point, and I'll inform you all if we will have another meeting. All right? So we are adjourned.